Second perek of Tainus Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnahs, we're discussing the various fasts that were made when when the rains delayed. So it says Shalosh Tainus Rishonus, the three Tainus. The first of the three Tainus, which we're referring about the ones that everybody had to fast. Anshei Mishmar. The Kohanim was split up into 24 groups, and each one had 1 week of Avodah. So it came out that every Mishma worked a little bit, twice a year, and a few worked three times a year. Within every Mishma, they were split up into Bati Ovis, seven Bati Ovis for every Mishma for every day of the week. And it came out basically that the different Beis Av work in the Beis Hamikdash every day of the week. So it basically came out that every Kohen, as far as its Mishmara schedule, only worked two or most 3 days a year. Except for Yom Tovim, which they all had a part in it. So Kohanim, since they were involved in the Avodah, it says that they Misan V'Lom HaShlimim, they would start the fast, but they wouldn't fast till the night. That was the people that were shaykh to that mishmar of the entire week, even the ones that were not working the Beis Hamikdash that day. Asher Beis Av, that were working the Beis Hamikdash that day, would not fast at all. Sholish Shnius, the second set of three that are more stringent fasts. Asher Mishmar, Misanah Mashlimin, the Kohanim that are part of this mission would actually fast the whole day. Asher Beis Av, Misanah Vilay Mashlimin, they would fast and they would not finish off their fast. Sheva Achreinos, which were very stringent fasts. All this Rabbi Yeshua that says that the Sheva Achreinus, even the Anshi Beis Av would fast the full fast. Chacham Maimrim, Shosh Tanius Rishonus, Eilu Ve'elu Loho Yimisanim Klal. The first three Tainus, neither of them would fast at all. No, is there more lenient? And both they held the base, both the Beis Av and even the Anshei Mishma that were on call for the whole week, but they weren't working that day. Also, when I fasted, all Shalosh Shniyos, which were more stringent, Anshei Mishma v'Sanim, but Lo Yimashlim Anshei Beis Av, Lo Yimisanim Klal. That this basically pushes every level one down. So, in the second group of three Taniyas, which were more stringent, the people from the Mishnah would fast and they would not finish off the fast. The person from the Beis Av would not fast at all. Sheva Achreinos, Anshei Mishma Misanim Umashlimim. The last ones, which were most stringent, so the people that Kohanim that were on service for that week would fast the full fast. Anshei Pesav Misanim Loi Mashlimim. Even by the most stringent one, the ones that were actually doing the avodah that day would not finish off the fast.